This is Free City Radio on CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal. I'm your host, Stefan Christoph, and the broadcast is shared with you, the listener, every Wednesday at 11 a.m. Thanks for tuning in. Today on the show, I'm going to be playing audio from a poetry speak out that took place in May during the Israeli bombardment of Gaza. It was called Poets for Palestine, and it was a series of local artists and writers and poets who shared their perspectives, their poetry, their voices in support of Palestinian human rights. I organized this event, and I thought it was really important to create a space for people to culturally express their opposition to the Israeli bombing of Gaza. This was in a public setting, just outside of the metro station Laurier in Montreal. And it was a gathering that was both to protest, but also to create a space for creative voice. And a gathering that I hoped would inspire people listening and also those sharing their work to think about sustaining culturally our movement in support of Palestinian human rights. Sustaining such a movement is challenging, and I think poetry and art plays an integral role to the long-term work of building an international solidarity movement and sustaining activism that goes in contrast and in contradiction to the winds of state power. And what I mean by that in Canada is that despite the very clear systemic human rights abuses taking place in Palestine, they've been well documented by the UN Special Rapporteur on Rights in the Occupied Territories of Palestine, Michael Link. They've been well documented by Human Rights Watch, by Amnesty International. Despite all that, the Canadian government, for example, under the Liberal leadership of Justin Trudeau, has not given space in a serious manner to addressing the systemic human rights abuses of the Palestinian people. So that's just an example, I think, of the distance that can exist between solidarity movements, social justice movements, and government power. So this is Poets for Palestine. We hear a bunch of artists. We hear from Razan Al-Salah, Mojen Bezadi, Ihab Lotayef, Miria Ramoul, Hubert Jérôme Blay, Hadi Eid, Dana Al-Salah, Mariah Blancella, Lucine Sirhan, Sami Basbous, Amy Darwish, Emne Nasreddin, Mo Clark, Mahda Ria, Kizza, Kevin Gold, Jacob Wren, Huda, Laura Doyle Penne, and Mo Clark. This was an event that was organized in coordination with Academics for Palestine at Concordia, Suoni Peripopolo Festival, and Students in Solidarity for Palestinian Human Rights at McGill University. So here is Poets for Palestine on Free City Radio. It is September 15th. I'm your host, Stefan Christoph. We'll be back next Wednesday with another edition. I hope you can tune in. Take care.
Good day, everybody. Hello. Today is an opportunity to hear poets and artists to express their support and solidarity with the Palestinian people. Think of a soapbox where we listen and we come together and we hear reflections. There's been so many inspiring and important actions over the last day, and today is an opportunity for us to come together and hear poetry and to share our emotional response to what is happening. I should say very clearly that we want to draw attention to the fact that the Israeli state and the government of Netanyahu is supported by the Canadian government of Justin Trudeau. So we want to say clearly also that we recognize this complicity of the Canadian colonial state in the war crimes happening in Gaza. Despite all of this, there is resilience and resistance. Palestinian people have been struggling for many generations now for dignity and self-determination. As artists and poets today, we want to say that we are with the Palestinian struggle and specifically are supporting the boycott, divestment, and sanctions movement against the Israeli state. Free, free Palestine!
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 Viva, viva Palestina!
Viva, viva Palestina!
Viva, viva Palestina!
Viva, viva Palestina!
Intifada, intifada!
Intifada, intifada!
Intifada, intifada!
Intifada, intifada!
Maintenant, nous juste prendre une minute de silence pour commémorer tous les martyrs qui passent à Palestine.
Ganze nitzige sein Moklar, der Quane Gamopeseo, Nitozino Tosconek, Magani Wigan Jojage. I just want to start by first acknowledging the Ginyenge Haga people. The Mohawk people, people of the Flint, people of the Haudenosaunee Confederacy, upon whose land we are gathered today, Jojage, Munyang by the Anishinaabe people, Montreal by its colonial name. And I want to thank the birds, I want to thank the trees, I want to thank all the root systems that are beneath us. I want to thank the stones and all of the beautiful buds and the flowers. I want to thank the mountain and I want to thank the fleuve, the river that surrounds this island upon this land. And so I sing this song. This is a song that speaks about being in reciprocal relationship with one another on the land while honoring the gifts of creation.
Chosen to carry a torch, pass the light to children unborn. No arsenals, no war machine. Only a belief that Goliath will fall and justice will prevail.
Before she steered her grieving body into a late afternoon traffic, her poetry, like a veil trailing behind her and soon to be banned from the country, Furukh said, Bad maraham khahad bo. Furukh said, surely the winds will take me, so hear the winds and let them take me to resistance. For when the wind gives her confessions, she whispers to the oppressors that their end is coming. Tiptoes the chill of her caution along their spines, says, do you remember? All the countries with something exploitable abandoned to dust, all the lives kissed disposable, it was the wind who told me we've been here before. History somersaulting itself to the steps of demolished homes, time and dreams and futures like bones in the mouth of colonialism. Tell me, what sanctuary can be reached for in this darkened lullaby? Which prayers can cling to passing wings and make it to the sky? Says the wind, I will take my people, take them in my flight.
وحابة أقول من هون تحية لفلسطين, تحية لفلسطين, تحية لفلسطين, أهالينا بفلسطين بالشتاء. They call us now before they drop the bombs. The phone rings, and someone who knows my first name calls and say in perfect Arabic, this is David. And in my stupor of sonic booms and glass-shattering symphonies still smashing around in my head, I think, do I know any Davids in Gaza? They call us now to say, run. You have 58 seconds from the end of this message. Your house is next. They think of it as some kind of wartime courtesy. It doesn't matter that you have children. You live in the wrong place. And now is your chance to run to nowhere. It doesn't matter that 58 seconds isn't long enough to find your wedding album or your son's favorite blanket, or your daughter's almost completed college application, or your shoes, or to gather everyone in the house. It doesn't matter what you have planned. It doesn't matter who you are. Prove you are human. Prove you stand on two legs and run.
Since the year 2000 alone, well over 8,500 Palestinians have been killed in Gaza and the occupied territories, compared to just 1,000 Israelis. Every human being that is killed senselessly is a tragedy. But that means that 88% of deaths that have been Palestinian and 12% Israeli. What does that tell you? I'm sick of talks of human rights when Palestinians are not considered human. The same can be said of Yemenite, Uyghur, Rohingya, or South Sudanese, Congolese, and so many other ethnic groups and indigenous people in the world. Today we are here to say enough. We demand justice, accountability, and human rights for all oppressed people, and the Palestinians especially now.
على الأرض ما يستحق الحياة. تردد إبريل, رائحة الخبز في الفجر. أراء امرأة في الرجال, كتابات أسخيليوس, أول الحب, عشب على حجر, أمهات تقفن على خيط ناي, وخوف الغزاة من الذكريات. على هذه الأرض ما يستحق الحياة, نهاية أيلول, سيدة تترك الأربعين بكامل مشمشها, ساعة الشمس في السجن, غيم يقلد سربا من الكائنات, هتافات شعب لم يصعدون إلى حتفهم بياسمين, وخوف الطغاة من الأغنيات. على هذه الأرض ما يستحق الحياة, على هذه الأرض سيدة الأرض, أم البدايات, أم النهايات, كانت تسمى فلسطين, صارت تسمى فلسطين. سيدتي, أستحق لأنك سيدتي أستحق الحياة.
A lid and a Ramli fell on July 9th. The next day, on July 10th, the Israelis knocked on our door, came in and saw my older brother. They took him. They took him by force. My father told them, what do you want him for? But of course, there was no room for discussion, and my brother left for 1 or 2 days, after which he returned home. We lived in terrible fear. We didn't know. We tried to imagine what was coming. We didn't know. My brother came back a day and a half later and told us that they had taken him and the other young men of his age to fill sandbags in order to produce fortifications for the Israelis on the roads, and sometimes to take furniture from homes and use it as obstacles on streets to prevent any potential traffic. In those 2 days, bullets were fired and clashes happened without us knowing where. We didn't have a radio or a telephone. We were completely isolated. On the last day, July 13th, 1948, we felt a tumult of people walking outside. People and people. We were scared. We peered through the window and saw the streets filled with people. Moments later, our door was knocked on with rifle butts. It was Israeli soldiers. So we opened the door and they said, out! Everyone out! Everyone out! Where to? Everyone was out. We left our homes and joined the torrential river of people walking towards the large square called the Nawair Square in Al-Lid. People remembered, and we too, that this operation was not different to similar operations carried out by the British during the Mandate and during the intensification of skirmishes with the Palestinian revolutionaries in the 36-39 conflict or even afterwards. People would be required, not with soldiers knocking on people's homes with their rifles, but a crier in the streets would announce a curfew and require people to assemble in a specific square. People thought it was going to be similar, meaning that they would stay in the square, and like before, the British, the Israelis, or Jews would enter our homes and search for arms and revolutionaries, after which, at the end of the day, they would tell people to go back to their houses. But it was different this time.
ظلوا يسحبوا فيه يسحبوا فيه خلق عمره 100 سنة زي انك بحيفا حلف الحرب رجع معلوك مع المملوك حيفا خيفة مسلوخ ممسوخ مع الصهيونة بير عميق على تقاطع التاريخ بين الاستعمار وفلسطين لما من الشام انفسخت تسلسل جغرافي طبيعي ثقافي والتسلسل في سلاسل وجبال وديان واديان وزمان منه ممسوح سهل بسياسة شرق أوسطية لبساطة عقلية مشرقية شرق من مين؟ البداية والنهاية بيكون ما إلو نهاية مش عقلانية البداية والنهاية استمرارية مستمرة في الاستمرار بس الاستعمار تحديد بدايات ونهايات بدايات ونهايات تقسيمات اقتصادية بتفتك بالاقتصاد بالشارع بالسمان بالسمنة الحموية بتصير السمنة أورجانيك ولايت لأطماع فئوية بالسمن والعسل ثمن والمفتوك بيفتك بأخته المفتوكة دور المرأة شنطة كبيرة فاضية هربنا إيدينا فاضية غصب اقتصاد فتعلمت تفتك فيك وبالفتاك مثل الملاك بخفية بقاسية الحب بتخفف من حدية محدودية الاستملاك الملك لله مين قال لك حدود في السماء كذلك على الأرض تنرجع على الأرض ما فينا نرجع ما في خط رجعة الزمان الآن الوقت عم بدهمنا الأمن عم بدهمنا وين ما كنا في ضجة المهم ما نكون كانوا يقوصوا علينا يقنصوا البريطانية بدل البدلة صاروا إسرائيلية حتى فلسطينية تنسيق أمنة
At the most fundamental level, BDS upholds the simple idea that Palestinians are entitled to the same rights as the rest of humanity. Academics for Palestine, we recognize that we're on unceded traditional territory of the Kanakahaga people. The fight for BDS is in large part a struggle for Palestinian liberation, right, from colonial oppression. And in this spirit, we must also oppose ongoing colonialism and support indigenous sovereignty and self-determination right here.
Absence makes the heart. Like water, I learn what shape to take. Based on the space I must fill today, I do not believe in object permanence. I do not believe that dogs are my best friend. I do believe in ghosts. You can fall in love with them. On days I feel too solid, I wear the border around my neck, black and white. Fishnet pattern, tasseled. This way, you do not have to wonder in which language my blood moans. My veins assist filled to the brim. Like an arcade claw machine, I am far too good at letting go. You do not text me for a day and I give you a Viking's funeral. I have learned that grief is better when quick and efficient. There is too much of it, too often.
La victoire est organique et la défaite aussi. Les mots construisent l'univers comme le fellah répartit ses assolements. À la charnière du minéral et de l'humus, massif berbère, viol de gambes en furie, Francisque qui tournoie, villes et routes, villages de l'Estran, le Khédive au clavecin, trompe l'ennemi sur son trouble intérieur, à force de jouer juste dans sa forêt bridée. Il régnait un climat d'abri. C'était le jour où les jours allongent. Un peu plus de lumière commençait à se laisser traîner dans l'horizon.
L'injustice est le pain de chaque jour, où l'on vit dans son monde sans retour. Je regarde le visage d'un jeune frappé par un canon. Son visage déchiré brise mon cœur en morceaux. Je ne peux pas rester indifférent. Le silence est complice d'un problème si pressant. Les petits enfants qui ne font pas de mal, pour avoir lancé une pierre à un géant, on les prend prisonniers. Devant la caméra, ils restent souriants. Des gens s'élèvent chaque jour, dans une ville en ruine, réduite à néant. Sans espoir, sans gens, on les appelle les combattants. Ils rêvent un jour où leur famille sera de retour vers leur patrie, leur maison, un éventail ouvert, accueillant. Sous un olivier, une petite fille regarde au ciel. Les chants des oiseaux se mêlent au bruit des bombes. Il doit courir pour se protéger. Les bleus du ciel durent juste une seconde. On doit dire haut et fort que l'occupation militaire ne finira pas jusqu'à ce que nous tous nous levions les bras.
Samana, samawaha, kul li matu, rahu, tahu, rahu. Samana, samawaha, kul li matu, khilsu, rahu, tahu. ما كان في فرصة نحكي نبكي نودع اللي راحوا ما كان في صوت يعبر عن كل البكاء كل الليالي سمعنا سماحة كل اللي ماتوا راحوا
Death is no longer to be the currency of our reality. Our lives are all at risk in the hands of the power hungry, the blood lusty, the weapon economy. Humans are the second deadliest, the second most dangerous animal to human lives. It isn't humans I am afraid of. It isn't my fellow siblings I fear. It is power and its marching bands. It is its armies and soldiers, its erect borders, its assassins, and the the patriarchal home.
Who remembers the Armenians by Narwan Darwish? I remember them, and I ride the nightmare bus with them each night. And my coffee this morning, I'm drinking it with them. You, murderer, who remembers you?
We wash dishes in the hotels, we serve drinks to the masters, we mop the floors in dark kitchens to extract a piece of bread from your boutique for our children. Here we shall remain. A wall on your chest. We starve, sing songs, and fill the streets with demonstrations and the jails with pride. We breed rebellions one after another. Like 20 impossibles, we remain in Lida, Radla, and Galilee. Here we shall remain. You may drink the sea. We shall guard the shade of the olive tree and the fig, planting ideas like the yeast and the dough. The coldest of ice is in our nerves and burning hell in our hearts. We squeeze the rock to quench our thirst. And if we starve, we eat the dirt and never depart. Here we have a past, a present, and a future. Our roots are entrenched deep in the earth. Like 20 impossibles, we shall remain. Let the oppressor refuse to his account before the turn of a wheel. For every action, there is a reaction. Like 20 impossibles, we shall remain in Lida, in Ramla, in Galilee.
Al-Shahidatu, Bintu Shahidati. Bintu Shahid wa Ukhtu Shahid. Wa Ukhtu Shahidati. كنة أم الشهيد حفيدة جد شهيدا وجارة عم الشهيد إلى آخره إلى آخره ولا شيء يحدث في العالم المتمدن فالزمان البربري انتهى والضحية مجهولة الاسم عادية والضحية مثل الحقيقة نسبية إلى آخره إلى آخره La martyre, fille de la martyre. Fille du martyr, sœur du martyr et sœur de la martyre et bru de la mère du martyr. Petite fille d'un grand-père de martyr et voisine de l'ombre du martyr, etc., etc. Et rien de nouveau dans le monde civilisé. Les temps de barbarie sont passés, la victime est anonyme, banale. La victime, comme la vérité, et relative, etc., etc.
I have a seat in the abandoned theater. I have a seat in the abandoned theater in Beirut. I might forget and I might recall the final act without longing. Not because of anything other than that the play was not written skillfully. Chaos, as in the war days of doze and despair and an autobiography of the spectators' impulse, the actors were tearing up their scripts and searching for the author among us, we the witnesses, sitting in our seats. He says, no spectators at Kazim's door, and no one is neutral here. And you must choose the part you play in the end. So I say, I'm missing the beginning. What's the beginning? I had a seat in the abandoned theater.
Thank you to everybody who read tonight. Merci à tout le monde qui lit ce soir. Mo, Ihab, Mahta, Lucien, Sammy, Maria, Huda, Razan, Dana, Kevin, Hubert, Maria, Kizha, Jacob, Mojen, Amy, Emne, and Laura. That's a lot of poets.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. How are you?
Good. I'm Julia. Nice to meet you.
I'm Shen. Nice to meet you. Yeah, it's always awkward to start with that. my name is Shen. It's spelled as X-U-A-N. So very often I go by just X. I'm a musician, artist, and a web developer. Even though as much as I want to incorporate all of my different roles into the same kind of practice, but in a lot of cases, in reality, they function really differently. I've been playing music since I was five. So music is actually my first lens that I use to create art. I have a longer history with playing music than the other two roles. And because of that, I kind of